Today, Federal Reserve policymakers took aggressive action to keep the economy from sliding into recession. They surprised nearly everybody in the financial markets by cutting a key short-term interest rate by half a percentage point. The Fed's move had extra impact because it came on a day when the policymakers were not in a regular session. Wall Street responded with a huge rally. The Nasdaq Composite Index saw its biggest single-day gain ever. NPR's John Itzde has a report.
The last time Fed policymakers cut interest rates outside of a regular meeting was in the fall of 1998, when a global financial crisis threatened credit markets. The last time the Fed cut rates a half a percentage point was in 1992. So today's action was unusual. But it shouldn't have been totally unexpected, says Bank of America chief economist Mickey Levy. Especially, he says, given the recent run of negative economic reports, including one yesterday on manufacturing from the National Association of Purchasing Managers.
Certainly the NAPM survey yesterday, which showed deteriorating conditions in manufacturing, contributed to the Fed's decision. But I think it was just a confluence of all economic indicators.
The Fed move reduces the benchmark federal funds rate to 6% and should lower borrowing costs for floating-rate consumer and business loans tied to that benchmark. Jerry Jasinoski, president of the National Association of Manufacturers, says the intensity of the economic slowdown has been obvious in his discussions with business leaders during the past few weeks.
I don't think I've heard a positive report on anything in December from any CEO or major executive, and I think the Fed was hearing the same thing, and it was clear that the economy was slipping very dramatically in the fourth quarter.
In a statement released by the Federal Reserve following today's action, policymakers pointed to a weakening of sales and production, lower consumer confidence, tight credit conditions in some areas, and high energy prices which are sapping consumer and business purchasing power as reasons for their move. They also hinted they are prepared to cut rates further. The NAM's Jasinoski has been calling for a rate cut for some time to prop up the economy, but he said this cut is not too late.
Well, my own view was that they should have reduced rates at the last meeting, but as far as I'm concerned, this is just as good, and therefore I think that they certainly acted in time, and I think that this doesn't suggest that they won't have to cut rates further. And I certainly think that there still is a strong argument for a healthy tax cut in order to encourage additional growth and productivity in this economic expansion. But I think that the Fed, Chairman Greenspan and the Federal Reserve deserve a lot of credit for having recognized how quickly the economy was deteriorating in December and acting right at the beginning of the year.
Of course, President-elect George W. Bush has said the Congress should pass his huge $1.3 trillion tax cut as an insurance policy against an economic downturn. Today, after huddling with business leaders in Austin, he welcomed the Fed rate cut.
I think the cut was needed. It was a strong statement that measures must be taken to make sure our economy does not go into a tailspin.
There's been some worry that the Federal Reserve might be moving too slowly and that a rate cut even now might not head off a recession, especially since it takes 6 months or so for interest rate reductions to ripple through the economy. But the stock market responded today as if the threat of recession had disappeared, especially the battered Nasdaq. It had a record point gain and percentage gain, rising 14.2%. The Dow Industrials were up 2.8%. Whether those gains stick remains to be seen. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.